Hi, and welcome back to Iron Moms USA podcast. I'm Ina Koppel.
And I'm Raina Butler.
And today we've got Straight Talk with Ina.
Okay, so today's podcast topic is a really important one. We are talking about fear.
Fear under the bar.
Yes, fear under the bar.
So Raina and I have had a lot of listeners contact us asking questions. How do you deal with fear under the bar when you're lifting, when you get under a heavy squat, when you're under a heavy deadlift? What is it that you call upon to make sure that you can get through that lift? And we've had a lot of listeners who are our inspiration, and we've watched them struggle through the pandemic to lift weights under crazy conditions.
Oh, yeah. Lockdowns.
Lockdowns, lack of equipment.
Tiny rooms.
Having to be creative with their equipment. I mean, you know, like this, you know, we will tag a few people in this video. Eleni, shout out to you. I've got a listener in presently in Germany in lockdown. She's a student from Greece, and she even made her own cement plates. She used to tie kettlebells with straps and bags of things.
Just to make the weight.
Just to make the weight. Wow. And she never quit. And so it's a lesson to all of us to remember that people have it a lot worse than us. And it's a lot scarier for them, and they're still doing it. And she's my inspiration, as many of you are, who are working under terrible conditions, who are still under lockdown. I've got some clients in Switzerland. Lockdown's been extended there in Israel. And, you know, we stay in contact through this whole process. So sometimes it's scary because the conditions aren't optimal and there's no safeties. Sometimes it's scary because they're finally getting back under the bar to make some progress. And the barbell training means so much to them. They want to make sure that they don't miss. They don't want to miss a lift because it would be emotionally crushing for them. So today we're going to talk about fear under the bar as it pertains to your training progress and how to overcome it, things that have helped us.
Okay, that's really important. I know I have that fear. Mm-hmm. As soon as it gets heavy, I start to panic.
I've never seen you panic.
Oh, I panic on the inside. Like on the outside, I'm like, PR. Then on the inside, I'm like ready to throw up.
What lift scares you the most?
What lift scares me the most? It's any lift that I think I'll fail. I don't like to fail.
So it's the failure that's scaring you.
Yeah.
Which is what a lot of our listeners were telling us. It's not so much the weight on the bar that causes the physical fear as the fear of failure. Because what will it mean if you fail?
It means you failed.
But what does that mean to you?
It's upsetting. Like you thought you had something, you thought you were going somewhere with your training, and then now you're just like sitting on the floor after you failed a squat.
I feel like that happens to me often. But, you know, that's interesting because I don't know why we let it define us that way. I mean, you know, you have to remember that when you're reaching a peak in your program, if you miss a rep, it's more of a reflection on lack of recovery than it is that you didn't have enough strength. It's, you know, especially for someone like you who's got more in the tank. I mean, you might miss because you went too low in a squat. There's a million reasons why you might miss, but it shouldn't define you as like, I'm not good enough. I'm not strong enough to hit this number. It just means right now it's not there for whatever reason. But the fear of failure is what I think messes people up in their head when they go to approach their lifting. And what I encourage people to do is to focus on the cue, on the skill that they've learned, on the cue that they need at that moment to complete that lift instead of the fear that's running through their brains. Like, how do you refocus yourself?
After a fail?
No, during the lift, when you know all you're thinking is, you know, when you're getting set up for it and you're afraid, how do you get through it? Because then you start the lift.
The first thing I like to do is once it's out of the rack, I feel it heavy on my back, but also so what? Mm-hmm. My legs can handle it. That's what I always say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's your thing.
My legs can handle it. And then like you usually tell me there's one thing you have to think about. Mm-hmm. Always for me on the squat, it's knees out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's it. That's the only thing I have to think about. If I get my knees out, I am not going to fail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, I often tell clients to repeat the cue that's necessary for this lift. You know, a lot of them will, before they get under the bar, will say to me like, all this fearful wording, like, yeah, I'm afraid to do this. I can't do this. What if, you know, and it's like, stop. You know, this is a self-fulfilling prophecy when you set yourself up to fail because that's all you're focused on. It's okay to experience the weight of the bar in your back and to be afraid. I think that's quite necessary. And it's an important learning experience, which we will dive deeper into. But I think it's just as important to recenter your brain when you take that bar out of the rack and remind yourself that there's a process to this and that you are a skilled athlete. And all of this time that you've been using increasingly heavier weights, you've been practicing the skill of barbell training. You're prepared for this moment. And part of that preparation is also taking on the one task, which is to concentrate and focus on the one cue you need to get through this. Some people get really jacked up. Like I know I get really jacked up before my deadlift.
Yeah, you're really good at getting jacked up. I actually enjoy watching you getting jacked up.
For me, the deadlift isn't scary because it's already on the ground.
That's true. If it doesn't go anywhere, it's just there.
It's safe. So for me, the squat is the scariest. And I think that's quite common for people because for me, it's a physical fear. I never worry about failing because it doesn't really mean anything to me. It just might be frustrating sometimes, but it doesn't define me. So for me, the physical fear of the heavy squat is what teaches me the most lesson. And I have to say to myself, you know, what's the cue? I take it out of the rack and I think, oh shit. And then I think tighten up, you know, and then I just think about the one cue that I need to save that lift.
Good advice.
A lot
one
of times.
One cue to save it.
You just need the one cue to save that lift. And that's usually what your coach will tell you. But I know for each of us, we've had moments where we've laughed before we've completed a lift when we realized we got
we're
it.
We're the worst. We're the worst.
Last week, two weeks ago? Last week on the deadlift, you know, Raina wasn't sure she can get 275. So she starts to pull it. It goes, you know, she pushes through it. And then right before she puts it all the way down, after locking it out, she starts to laugh to herself because she's just so ridiculously happy that it was as easy as it was.
It didn't feel easy. I know. It looked easy.
Well, yeah, in the pictures you could see it wasn't easy.
Okay, that's good.
But I see her laughing, and that happened to me also when I went for a PR squat on a platform once. After I caught the rebound and I started standing, I actually almost missed it because I started to laugh and let my air out.
We're not good.
It's just relief, you know? And I think that in those moments, it's a confirmation that you are stronger and more capable than you thought you were. And it's literally happening within a few seconds. So part of the benefit of barbell training is that you can teach yourself mental toughness. And the fear that you experience under the bar is part of the training experience. It's part of the learning experience of becoming a stronger human being mentally and physically. And so running your program to a point where you're managing heavy lifts and learning how to mentally succeed and overcome your fear is part of the program and is one of the benefits to barbell training, because where else in life will you be able to practice that kind of mental toughness, you know, reinforced to yourself?
Besides maybe like bath time when your kids are splashing water at you, none. That's the patience. That's the patience. I could do it. I just have to make it to 7:30. We're so close.
All you moms out there, you know what we're talking about. But, you know, I see a lot of lifters who start the conversation around their lift where they're saying like, okay, you know, I've got this lift I've got to do, Ina. Wish me luck. I hope I don't fall. It's all this negativity. And I'm like, you haven't said, hell yeah. Like, you need people there, or you need to, in your own mind, get yourself jacked up. Say hell yeah to yourself. Say I can do it. Pull on that bar. Get tight on it. And approach the whole training set with more ambition, with more certainty. Because if you're focused on fear, then failure is around the corner. Because you're not giving yourself a way out.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Same thing with kids and like riding a bike.
Right. It's true. If we tell our kids, oh yeah, you're probably going to fall.
Yeah, or they're afraid.
Right.
They're afraid. They'll never do it. Yeah. So if they're always focused on the thing that's negative, they're not going to make it through. And I think that people who are approaching heavy lifting need to remember that you have to focus on the skill at hand, that you have been training all of this time to really develop that kind of mental toughness. And so, you know, what are some of the ways that they can, you know, we made a post about this this week, and what are some of the ways that they can learn to like get through that moment? What do they have to repeat to themselves? Like, what are some
tips? I
think
the first thing that we talked about in that post is that you're there already for a reason. You've trained to get to this point. It's not random. This is not like a CrossFit workout where we're like, you know, we don't do that kind of stuff. We're like, hey, today we're going to test our max squat. No, if you're testing your max squat like we did with my squats and deadlift, we've built it there for a purpose. So it's there.
Yeah,
it's probably really there.
Yeah, and it's probably 2.5 pounds away from what you just did,
right?
Which is basically like this drink or something.
Right. So it's really there if you're doing the starting strength program. Like it's not just, hey.
Yeah.
You're testing for a reason.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, we used to have a lot of women in the gym, and women are especially fearful around barbell training because they've never had to test their physical limits like they do when they start weightlifting. And a lot of the women who are new to weightlifting would come into the barbell gym and numbers would be in their head, these numbers that they set up for themselves. I know I'm definitely guilty of it. I'm definitely guilty of choosing a number and thinking like, that's my limit. And it ruins me every single time. That's better if I don't know.
That's me. Right.
So we used to sneak on, a few extra pounds on the barbell with women, and they would complete the lift. And then we tell them afterwards what it was. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, if you're a coach, you have to command your lifter, in a very firm way, because they don't believe in themselves. So they have to believe in you at the moment. Another tip I would say is, if you're a coach, sneak a couple of pounds onto the bar for your lifter. They'll do it anyway. It's not much of a difference. And I think that it's important to teach people about safety. Teach your lifters about safety.
That's actually really smart. Like, how to ditch. Like, if you do fall, like, mm-hmm. practice falling in the rack. I love that. That's good. That makes you more confident.
How to properly set up the rack so that they feel confident that the rack is set up for them and they're safe, and that's what the safeties are for. And also, you know, having spotters. Like, when you're going to a heavy lift, I'm right there by your side, letting you know, like, I got you. All you have to focus on is just completing the lift. I won't let anything happen to you.
Yeah. And I remember you told me when I competed that it doesn't matter my squat, even if I fall, because the people who are spotting me can mm-hmm. press my squat.
Did I say that?
You did. I was like, oh, well, you know, I guess it's not a big deal. I guess I looked around. Yeah. It's true. Like, Nick, D'Agostino.
Oh, sure. You had a lot of people around you. All the big starting strength boys. That's true. And it's actually very true. I mean, look, if Chase can press over 400, I feel pretty confident him spotting me.
That's fair. Very fair.
So, if you're a lifter and you're approaching a heavy lift, there are physical things you can do, like setting up your safeties, like making sure you have a spotter, you know, that your environment is safe for lifting. Pump up the music, whatever it is that you need to do to get yourself psyched up. And when you're approaching that heavy set and you catch yourself talking about fear or focusing on the fear or what might go wrong, remind yourself, do a little behavior modification and start to focus on the cue and on getting tight around that bar. And remember, like Raina said, you know, you're only a couple of pounds away from that moment. And last week you were able to do it. So right. This week, like, is no different.
What did you say on the program for a female? What's about the pounds that you usually take a jump for competition or for like a max?
You're going to be working within, you know, within 20 pounds, 10 to 20 pounds of what you were able to do. And you probably get recovered right before the lift. I actually had my first experience of women failing lifts because it was all in their head. It was very early on when I was training to be a coach and I was only coaching people one-on-one. I had a very talented lifter and she was just a naturally gifted lifter. And, you know, she was due for a 185 deadlift, but you know, prior to meeting me and coming to our gym, she never knew about barbell training. She didn't know what women are capable of.
I mean, 185 it's not a lot, but it is a lot when it's your first time around.
Just these numbers are random numbers to people who don't lift. And so she was very focused on that number being out of her reach. And every time we got near it, she would start to fail the last rep. And God, it was just so obvious that it was easy. And so I decided to, it was my first experience of sneaking weight onto the bar. And I remember where we were. It was the old spin room in the studio. And I made the room dark that day and she was frazzled. She was coming back from, you know, getting her newborn settled and she was frazzled enough to be distracted. So I used some small plates, told her I would load the bar for her. I put 185 on the bar in like small plates after her last warm up. She completed it. She's like, wow, that felt heavy. And then I said, I lied. That was 185. You just did that for 5. And she stood there and ran out of the room. And I thought I lost her as a lifter. And she cried in the bathroom because she was so scared afterwards. And then she came back in and she was like, I don't know what just happened to me. Like, she can't believe that she was so happy that she did it. But at the same time, she was crying out of like a delayed fear response. And I'm like, could you now stop focusing on the numbers?
You're going to give people anxiety attack.
And it was like an 8 out of 10, maybe. And before she couldn't get it off the ground. So it's all in your head and how you approach it. You know, when you have to do something, and I'm not saying that, you know, every time that you go to lift and fail, it's because of fear or exhaustion. Of course, it could be, you know, technical. It could be that you need more training stimulus. It could be that you're not ready for it. But most of the time, if you're being coached properly, it's within your reach. And fear is a big, you know, stopper for so many people in progress. And I really encourage more women to focus on the skill that they've been learning instead of the fear that they're feeling in the moment, because it's not warranted.
Or even the number.
Yeah, the number.
I feel like the number is like a dark cloud on top of people. Mm-hmm.
Everyone has a limit they think that they can reach.
Whatever that number is, right. Mine was 250 on the deadlift.
Yeah, that's funny now. Now it's your warm-up.
Now it's funny, but it wasn't last year.
No.
It was not funny last year.
Was it 2 years ago?
No, that was 4 years
ago. 4 years ago.
It wasn't funny 4 years ago.
Oh, my God.
I failed on the platform. Like, got set everything like a perfect lift, and then it just didn't come off the ground.
Yeah.
And you heard the people in the crowd going, ooh.
Oh, and poor Raina. Raina wasn't good at she hadn't ever had an experience of failing physically.
Right. I had to fail in front of like 200 people. It's all right. It's a good lesson.
It's a meet. You know, we were at a meet and pull on the bar and it's just not there. But it's a life lesson. And I think that it's really important for all of us to embrace making mistakes and failing, because I know it's cheesy to say it. It's the only way you grow. But like, guys, it's a fact. If you don't test your limits, you'll never reach new limits. You'll never really know what your potential is. And if you want to live a life of being afraid of taking chances, that's a sad life to live. And it's going to creep into other aspects of your life, not just your training.
Yeah, I think that is what ends up really happening to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I think where you are in your training carries over a lot to where you are in your life.
Definitely.
Like, I see that even in myself. Like, when my lifting's not so good, I'm a little more sluggish, things are just, I don't know. Yeah. And now lately, I feel a little stronger, a little better.
Yeah. Yeah. Less grumpy.
I don't know about that.
Mean, you know, we spoke about how much barbell training helped support us during COVID and getting through the closure of our gym and, you know, all of the fear that was surrounded the pandemic. And the barbell was my strength and it was her strength. And if we never learned from our mistakes and our failure, then we wouldn't have it as a tool for support. And that would be a shame.
Yeah.
We have it as our biggest support system besides ourselves and our family. Barbell training is life for us. And so is pizza.
Pizza definitely is life. But you know what? The barbell never lies. It doesn't lie.
Yeah.
250 is 250, no matter which way you put it. That's 185 true. Is 185.
Yeah. And if it's not there and you haven't been taking care of yourself or you're letting fear get in your head, the barbell will be honest with you and it'll show it. You know, like the other day, I couldn't get it off the ground and I kept checking to see if I misloaded it. You know, I've had lifters come into the barbell gym and it's funny. I had a lady come in and the barbells were laid on the floor. Lifters had just finished with it. And she said to me, "That's scary to me." And I was like, "Well, it's an empty barbell on the ground. What are you afraid of?" And she said, "It means that it might not come up." And I just thought that was so insightful. This person had never barbell trained and they had already programmed that failure into their brains. And it's like the barbell on the ground means that it might never go up to you. It's an empty bar. Like I'm more scared for you and how you approach life, because life is going to test you. So you need to be strong for it. And women are often afraid of barbell training because they're afraid to fail. But it's only because they've never discovered their full potential, because they've never known what they're really made of and what they're capable of. And the only way to find out is to properly train, recover, get strong as heck, and then go ahead and do things that are scary. You might surprise yourself. You might find out that you're a lot stronger than you thought. And then you're work sets will become your warm-ups and you'll become more confident in your body. And I mean, there's so many benefits to that kind of thinking. And where else can you test yourself like this? This isn't like, you know, running endless marathons to exhaustion with an "I survived" feeling. This is training for a purpose, testing your potential, you know, setting new goals and building yourself up. For me, the biggest benefit of barbell training is that I feel really good. If someone said to me, you know, if I didn't know my age, I wouldn't really be able to tell the difference between my 30s and my 50s.
That's cool.
I don't feel it. Like
that makes me feel really good and not worried.
I don't feel it. I used to feel a lot more tired. I remember times where I was only training, you know, with dumbbells, or I was teaching aerobics, spin and all that stuff, and I loved it. But there are times where I had a hard time getting out of bed. Everything hurt. Yeah. I used to tell Raina, like, oh man, I don't know if I can go do this again. And now looking back, it's like, what the heck was I just beating myself up, you know? And with barbell training, man, all my focus is on recovery and getting stronger, and I feel more confident in myself. I'm happier. I don't care what people think as much.
Yeah, you're a badass bitch.
I think so.
That's what I feel like. That's what it brings out in women. It does. And that's a hard feeling to get.
And moms need it.
Oh yeah,
you really need to be a badass bitch when you're a mom. The whole
world. Because if not, you're like a schmata, which is like a rag.
Yeah, the whole world is on your shoulders, ladies. So you better do something that reinforces your strength. And we're super grateful to have it in our life. It's really the center of our lives right now. We're really able to focus on our training.
I know. My training's like my only thing I look forward to now.
Yeah. And this podcast, the Iron Moms Instagram and the brand, we're excited to grow it so we can get this message out to more women. And it's satisfying because, you know, my messages are filled up from women who are watching and feel supported by our podcast and from what we're showing. And it means a lot to me that it helps other people get through, you know?
Yeah, we have the coolest listeners.
We do have the coolest listeners.
Really, really cool chicks.
And also, like, a lot of kids are following lately and a lot of dudes. So,
like, I know. Our, nice. Like, men listeners went through the roof. I like it.
I think it was your elf video.
Could be.
Yeah, that's okay. She'll always think of something cute to do.
I'm going to show the stripper size next.
Okay. Then we're going to have a hell of a lot more listeners. So, you know, if you have some topic that you want us to tackle on the Straight Talk, just send it into our direct messages on Instagram. You can follow us at Iron Moms USA on Instagram or ironmomsusa.com. Feel free to send us a message on what topic you want us to cover, and we'll be there for you.
Yeah, we can't wait to hear from you guys.
So remember, no fear.
Just games.